On Fresh Air, you can hear interviews that make you see the world in a new way.
Every drink of water you take, every pot of coffee you make is dinosaur pee because it's all been through the kidneys of a Tyrannosaurus rex or an Apatosaurus many, many times because all the water we have is all the water we have ever had.
You just never know what you'll learn next on Fresh Air. Join us.
Fresh Air weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
It's 12:07, and you're tuned to Midday Matters right here on 89.1 FM. This is a special fun drive edition of our program, as have our other shows this week. And joining me for this edition of the show, it's Doug Hackbarth and Laura Stein. Thanks to both of you for being with us today.
Oh, our pleasure.
It is.
This, of course, the time when we try to explore your outer spaces, maybe solve a few problems and have a little fun along the way. And we do want your questions and comments today. The number to do that, it's 260-452-1185. Or you can always call 1-800-471-9264. And if you'd like to get in touch electronically, digitally, I should say, we have our Facebook page open and ready to go, and you can always send us a tweet at Midday Matters. We do have a little business to get out of the way first. This, of course, a fun drive edition of our program, and we have a goal this hour. It's the most ambitious I've seen for Midday Matters since I got here a few fun drives ago. 12 pledges and $1,200. If you value this program, show it. Chip in if you can, 260-452-1185 or nipr.fm. And Doug Hackbarth, I want to start with you. We brought you onto this program a little more than a year ago, and you've been with us ever since. I'm curious, why are you here? Why do you keep coming back week after week to share your wisdom with us?
Well, this station is great for the community. You know, other stations just have the news, which gets really boring. I'm getting to where I listen about every other night, and this is a station where people can learn things, and it's not the same old thing week after week, although my show kind of is, but it is different too, because the people who call in have different questions, and then as the seasons change, the questions change along with them. Just like now we're getting into the holiday season, poinsettia plants are coming up. I just planted amaryllis today, which is a holiday plant. I planted up about 50 of them this morning. And that's something that we could talk about if someone has a question about amaryllis. That would make a good topic just to discuss. Because one of the gals at work, she hadn't put hers to rest. And it's like, when you're supposed to be coming out of rest now. So she's about 6-8 weeks behind.
We'll talk a little more about that during this program. But Doug, you mentioned poinsettias, you brought along a special pledge gift for today.
I did. To help this ambitious fun drive, I brought coupons or gift certificates for poinsettias, and it's actually geared for anyone who donates $50 or more. They're going to get your name and address, and we're going to send you a gift certificate for a 6.5-inch pot that values at about $25. So, see, you're going to get half your money back at 50. But this doesn't limit you to 50. If you want to pledge 1,000, go for it.
get us a long way down the road here. We're looking for 12 folks and $1,200 supporting local programming this hour. And, yes, with your pledge of $50 or more, you can get that gift certificate for a poinsettia plant. Call early, call often. Please pledge your support right now. And Laura Stein, I want to ask you the same question. You're a listener to public radio. I'm curious, why?
I am a longtime listener, and I started back when I came into the community after college. I moved here to Fort Wayne. And, you know, now I hope I can, you know, Doug and I can be a little bit of a resource to the community for landscaping and gardening questions, because ever since I came here from college, and that's been quite a while, I've been on the other side. I've been on the receiving side of that community, which I feel like our local NPR station really creates that community atmosphere. I know personally some of the people on the radio, but I've also gotten to know them over the years. And, you know, the people like Julia Meek, who are just an absolute gem in this community.
Sure.
And so creative. And
the velvet voice of Doug.
Oh, yes, the velvet. There's so many great things that come from this station. Wait, Don't Tell Me is just a staple for me on Saturday morning because I have listened to every news program all through the week, and it is just a hilarious outlet.
It is.
And it's a great test. I always feel so good when I get some of the questions
right.
It
is. You have to be up on your current events for that.
Right. And right. It's just really fun. It's an outlet. And there's so many programs like that. So I get so much from NPR listening all week.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The number to call to make your pledge of support this hour or to get in touch with your question or comment, they're the same. It's 260-452-1185. You can always make your pledge online, of course, at NIPR.FM. Or if you have a question or comment, you can always post on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. It's at Midday Matters. Looks like we have our first caller on the line. Let's go to Mary. Mary, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Am I correct that most perennial flowers should be cut back in the fall? And if not, which ones should not be cut back?
Well, there's a lot of them that shouldn't be. And first of all, in answering your question, you don't want to cut anything back too early in the fall because that promotes new growth, which you don't want to do just before winter. So if you're going to cut something back in the fall, we usually say wait till around Thanksgiving when there's not much chance of it regrowing. And then there's the matter of timing. Lilacs is a great example. You don't want to cut lilacs back at all in the fall because they bloom in the spring. And so if you cut your lilacs back anytime in the fall, you're not going to have blooms in the springtime. And there's a lot of other plants similar to that.
That's really true. There's a really great rule of thumb with flowering shrubs, and that is if you do your pruning right after the shrub blooms, then you are avoiding cutting off those buds for next year, because you're absolutely right, Doug. If you cut a lilac back now, and it's okay to do that. You're just going to take your blooms off for next spring. So if it's out of bounds, you absolutely need to cut it back. Just go ahead and know that you're going to be taking your blooms off. As far as perennials go, keep in mind with things like coneflowers and grasses that if you'll keep those up all winter, the birds can eat those seeds. Mm-hmm. So especially, you know, lots of gardeners like to feed birds. So if you leave many of your perennials up, the birds can use those. So it's sort of a win-win for you and them, and maybe you get to buy a little less seed. But grasses, sedums, the upright sedum, coneflowers especially, I think are quite pretty in the winter when they get frost and snow on them. They can be a really nice ornamental in the winter garden because of their shape and their form. So
what about mums?
Yeah, mums, that's another one of those. And when she mentioned cutting them back after they bloom, that is a great rule of thumb, except right in the fall, everything that blooms late in the fall, you cut them back after they bloom, but not until around Thanksgiving. So with the mums,
when they've gone dormant, right?
I would probably just cut the blossoms off because they're dead and moldy around Thanksgiving time. And then I would leave the rest of the stems and the plant there because that marks where that plant is. And understand that next year, all of those stems will be dead. Your new plants grow from the root system. So once you start seeing the new growth pop up out of the ground in May, then you can snap off that dead stalk, but by leaving it, you know where it is next year, and you don't accidentally dig it up.
And what about clematis?
Clematis? Well, now, with clematis, if you want your clematises tall, you never prune them. If you want them to start over every year, you cut them back and they start over.
You usually get a good flush out of those, too, when you cut them back.
Yeah.
So I know I've heard gardeners say, you know, every second or third year they'll cut them back to the ground and they'll get they'll get more growth than they would have.
Yes.
But they will they will regrow on old growth.
They will. You leave the old growth there, and next spring the stems start popping out on the old growth, and you've gained height. That's the whole purpose of not cutting back. If you don't want height, then by all means cut them back. If you want height but it's getting too thick, you can do selective pruning, cut the oldest stems out, leave the youngest ones, and, you know, it's kind of a rotation thing. Same thing you do with grapevines.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Mary, thanks so much for your call. We do appreciate it. And we'd love to hear from more listeners this hour, both as pledgers and as folks with questions and comments. The number to do that, 260-452-1185. Or you can always call us toll-free, 1-800-471-9264. Now, Doug, I interrupted you. Earlier on in the show, you were talking about amaryllis, I believe it was.
Oh, I just mentioned that I had planted 50 of them today, and this is the time when you plant them. Generally, you grow them. They'll bloom like at Christmas time. They might rebloom around Valentine's Day or maybe in around Mother's Day even. Sometimes in the summer, it's kind of rare. But you keep the leaves growing all summer long, and then come the 1st of September, no matter how great they look, and they're not blooming, but the foliage looks good. No matter how great they look, they have to have a rest period in order to produce nice blooms come close to Christmas time again. So at that time, September 1st or thereabouts, you take your pruners, you just cut all the leaves off straight across the top. You put them away someplace, not in the refrigerator, someplace that's room temperature, maybe a little cooler, and in the dark, and you just forget about it for 6 to 8 weeks. And then mid-October, which, hey, that's what it is today, that's when you get them back out. And if they're in pots, you just simply get them back out and water them. Should you repot them? Yeah, you can. Generally, you don't need to repot them for 2-3 years. They like to be compact in a pot, and they don't develop a large root system anyway. So if you go to too big of a pot, you might have too much soil that holds water, and you could rot them.
260-452-1185 is the number to call if you have a question or comment for Doug Hackbarth and Laura Stein on this edition of Midday Matters. And those are the same numbers if you'd like to pledge your support. You can also pledge online at our website. It's safe and secure. It's NIPR.FM. And it looks like we have another caller on the line. So let's go to Steve. Steve, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Thank you.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. We were on a cruise last summer to Alaska, mm-hmm. and I bought some Arctic lupine seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're supposed to be hardy in our area, well, Professor Hardy in Alaska. And so it talks about planting or about sowing them in the fall, so they'll come up next spring, and they are an annual. Uh-huh. And so I was just wondering what the best time in the fall to sow them is. Wait till later towards Thanksgiving, or is it okay to do it now?
No, I'd do it now. I would get it. You're looking at me. Oh,
yeah. No,
I would do it now.
I would go on your suggestion on this, Doug.
I
don't know.
I would do that now. Get them planted. It's kind of like in nature where the seeds fall off in the fall, and they will basically lay there dormant. They might start to grow, and that's okay. And it's an interesting point too, because I was reading about garlic in basically the same way, but I'm not going to change subjects yet. But yes, I would plant them now, and they will then take right off in the springtime.
Yeah.
And you actually gain what they say, you gain almost a season's worth of growth just by doing it now, as opposed to waiting till spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if they would germinate this fall, that's okay?
Yes, that would be okay. It won't hurt them.
Because they're
very tough. Very
and the plant will stay there and still grow next. It won't die out over the winter.
It probably won't develop very big at all yet this year.
Yeah,
if it's a perennial, it should be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
No, it's an annual.
Well, now you say it's an annual, but it grows in Alaska outside?
Oh, yeah, it's a wildflower in Alaska like we have Queen Anne's lace around here.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's got to be a perennial.
That's key. So if it is an annual, if it's not going to winter over here, so the key is, and I'm not familiar with it, so I'm just going to give you some general ideas here. But so if it's not hardy in our zone, then you would want to wait till spring to put the seeds in the ground.
It's true. That is true. But I think I'd still plant them now, and I'll tell you why. It's just like sweet alyssum. It's like marigolds, and it's like tomatoes.
Yeah.
When the seeds fall in the ground in the wintertime, they still pop up the next spring and grow. And so basically, it might be that the plant isn't so much perennial as is the seed. So you're talking seeds. I think I'd plant them.
Okay.
Yeah. You can also plant some now and wait and try some in the spring and see what happens. But I think they'll be fine if you plant them now.
So, Doug, would you say then to wait till later?
No, I just do it right away.
Do it now. Okay.
I do it now.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, no, I wasn't thinking about planting them in the spring. I was definitely thinking about planting them this fall because that's what the packet suggests.
Yeah.
But I was questioning, you know, in Alaska by now, it's got to be pretty cold.
Yeah. And that's why you're not too late, because we're not in Alaska, so you're not too late.
Okay.
But I'd get them planted, yeah.
So I was just worried if they germinated this fall, if they wouldn't grow again next spring.
I don't think they'll germinate.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks very much for your help.
Uh-huh.
Steve, have a great day, and thanks very much for your call. We do appreciate it. We want more listeners to join the conversation, 260-452-1185 or 1-800-471-9264. We are going to have to take a break in just a moment here, but I do want to take that moment to ask you to pledge to public radio to this station. The number, it's the same as our caller line, 260-452-1185. Or online at nipr.fm. And just a quick goal update here. We were looking for a total of 12 folks to make their pledge of support. That's a record for Midday Matters as long as I've been here. And we're on our way. We have three people pledging their support so far this hour. Thank you very much to Nancy, to David, and to Laura Rudolph, a good friend of the station here. Laura says, I try to listen to Doug weekly and get solutions to my plant problems. David loves Diane Rehm and loves Midday Day Matters, car talk, and of course the news. Whatever reason you have to pledge to public radio, we ask that you do it now. If you like these local voices and these local programs, it's easy, it's quick. You can even do it over this break so you won't miss any of the program. 260-452-1185 or online at nipr.fm.
I'm Julia Meek.
And I'm Sarah D'Elia.
What's so special about this week's Meet the Music is a taste of the arts we're taking.
With Sonny Taylor, Augustus Berry, Chad Elvington, The Distractions, The Elkie Summers, and Left Lane Cruiser.
So be sure and join us Thursday night at 7 for a special Meet the Music Dessert Stage edition.
At All Things Considered, we don't just bring you the day's news. We interview actors, musicians, and artists of all stripes and take the time to understand what really drives them. We learn the story behind the story to get at the deeper truths that connect us all. I'm Audie Cornish. Stop by for your daily dose of discovery every afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered airs weekday afternoons at 4 on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
On Fresh Air, you can hear interviews that make you see the world in a new way.
Every drink of water you take, every pot of coffee you make is dinosaur pee because it's all been through the kidneys of a Tyrannosaurus Rex or an Apatosaurus many, many times because all the water we have is all the water we have ever had.
You just never know what you'll learn next on Fresh Air. Join us.
Fresh Air weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
On Talk of the Nation, we like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation, clear, straight, open, from NPR News. Tune in weekdays at 2 here on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
It's 12:26. This is Midday Matters, Outer Spaces, here on 89.1 FM. I'm your host, Sean Beter. Happy to be with you on this Thursday afternoon. This is, of course, the program where we ask you to call in, to write in, to post on our Facebook page, and share your plant and garden questions with us. And programs like this are supported, of course, by NIPR and by listeners like you. And this is our fall fun drive. So that means we have a pledge goal for this hour. It's 12 pledges and $1,200. We are already on our way here. Looks like we've had had another pledge over the break. Thank you very much to Jared Evans. Jared enjoys Midday Matters and all the Saturday morning programs. So thank you very much for your pledge of support and to everybody who's pledged so far this hour. Looking for eight more people in just a half an hour. We can do it with your help. Pick up the phone. Make that call right now. 260-452-1185 or online at NIPR.fm. And Laura Stein, you're with us usually once a month. You've come in on this special edition of the program to help team up to solve our listeners' conundrums. You made a great case at the top of the show for why folks should give, but what if somebody has been waiting and waiting and you know we're halfway through the show, we need a little more than eight callers, how can you get them to the phone right now?
Well, I will just say that I was a waiter. I did wait. When I came here from college, and I was broke, so I guess maybe that's a good excuse, but I waited for a long time. And what happened is, so I would switch back and forth. Okay, so I'm shameless, so I'm just going to tell you. So the drive would come on, and I would turn the radio station because I would just think, oh, I don't want to listen to this. So then it became, after a couple pledge drives, you know how it is. You go back to the other stations, and it's just crazy commercials. People yelling about mattresses sales, things like that. Come on, you know it's true. So then the drive became, you know, the fun drive was just better to me than even any of the other stations. And now I love the fun drive. And so I waited. And if I could say just one thing to somebody to make them pick up the phone is that you won't believe how good it feels. Even it doesn't matter the amount because I've given all different amounts. Just if you pick up the phone and just give what you can, it's amazing how good you'll feel.
Whether it's $25 for the year or maybe $5 a month if you want to become a sustainer, or $10 a month. We have had folks pledge $1 a day because that's they know that that's what public radio means to them. Whatever it means to you, try to put a dollar amount on that. And please do give us a call and support this local program and the local voices you hear every weekday here on Midday Matters. The number is 260-452-1185, or you can always pledge on our website. It's NIPR.fm. And Doug Hackbarth brought along a few pledge gifts that you can only get during this hour of Midday Matters.
That's right. For a pledge of $50 or more, you can get also in return, you'll get a gift certificate for a 6.5-inch potted poinsettia. You'll be able, they'll mail you the coupon. You'll be able to come out and pick out any color you want, red, pink, white, jingle bells, and maroon.
And we have one of these plants sitting in the studio. It's lovely. We also have a photo on our Facebook page, and that's with your pledge, yes, of $50 or more to public radio. Please do pledge now, 260-452-1185 or NIPR.fm. We'll get back to the program here, and we do invite our listeners to call with your questions or your comments. The number is the same, 260-452-1185 or 1-800-471-9264. Of course, you can always post on our Facebook wall or send us a tweet here, but we have a very patient caller on the line, so let's get to Jared. Jared, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi,
love
Jared.
The show.
Thank you.
Question regarding star magnolias. I have three in my backyard.
Yeah.
And I believe they were a victim of the drought this summer. Mm. They developed a powdery mildew probably a couple of months ago, and the leaves ended up falling off early.
Ah.
And
this is an incredibly hardy plant that
oh.
will survive this winter. The leaves will fall off. This is very important that you keep the area cleaned up then to get that mildew out of there. And it's pretty normal for star magnolias to really look rough at the end of the season. I mean, the leaves get a lot of brown on them as well as possibly the mildew. And they really look terrible. But again, now with this talk about pruning, you can't do any pruning at this time of the year. You need to wait. They're a very early bloomer.
Right.
You need to wait until they're through blooming next spring, which could be in March. I mean, you know, they're early. And then get out there and prune them. Cut at least a third of the way back because, oh, yeah, because my mother-in-law, we planted these things along the side of the driveway, and my mother-in-law, after they're through blooming and they're beautiful, she goes, now you want me to cut them back? Yes, cut them back now. And she cuts them back. They get really large by the end of the season.
Although Jared may have them in a space where it's okay for them to get really large.
That may be, but they do get big.
Mm-hmm, they do.
They do.
And so I don't know. So the pruning won't necessarily help with the powdery mildew. And actually, I don't think the drought probably didn't cause the powdery mildew. That would.
It's moisture.
Yeah, it is more moisture. Yeah. But I would say, too, so Doug's point to keep the area clean is a really good one. So you just want to rake up those leaves after they fall and get rid of them so that the mildew doesn't stay around the tree. And then give those trees a really good soaking before this winter, because you're right in that the soil is still very dry. So if you place a hose at the base of those and let it run a quarter or a half of the flow and let it run on there for 20 to 30 minutes and give the root zone a really good soaking before winter. You could do that in late November,
mm-hmm.
just before we get a good hard freeze on the ground, mm-hmm. and that should help those.
Yeah,
but they are very hardy.
Yeah,
they should be fine.
A lot of times that mildew pops out just on an extremely humid day. You may, like this year, we didn't have that many humid days, but man, when it happens, boom, the roses get mildew, things get mildew. Those spores are there. They're mm-hmm. looking for some moisture. So even if it's just humidity, and usually what happens is right after the middle of summer, when we start getting dew on the grass again and dew on your car, that's when you're going to start seeing the mildew, because you have the moisture and you have the warm weather. So mm-hmm.
okay, yeah, I think they'll be fine, though.
Okay, great. How about fertilizer spikes? Would that be a good idea to maybe throw a couple around each one?
Well, I don't think I would worry about
that. How old are they, Jared? How long have they been in?
You know, I'm guessing, we just moved in a few years ago. I'm guessing they've probably been there about 10 years, probably with the house. The house is about 10 years old.
Yeah, I don't think you need to put them in.
Okay.
If you want to do any fertilizer, I'd probably wait till spring.
Yep, spring, okay. I agree. And speaking of, thank you, Jared. Speaking of fact-finding, Laura, while we were on the break the last time, looked up this lupine and found out that they are totally perennial down to 30 below zero. They make a great perennial here in this
area. So they'll
probably
be okay is what you're saying.
They will be okay.
Yeah. Put those seeds in anytime you want.
Below 30.
I do want to thank you for yes. your call, Jared, and for tuning in. We do appreciate it. And we want a few more questions. We've got a little time to fill out this hour. So give us a call with your plant or garden questions, 260-452-1185, or you can always you can get in touch with us on Facebook if you like. I've got too many numbers going through my head. It's
right.
Fun drive brain. You can always get on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/MiddayMatters, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. And of course, if you'd like to pledge to this program, the numbers are the same, 260-452-1185. We have one more caller on the line before we take a quick break. Let's go to Molly. Molly, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Good afternoon, Phil. Thanks for taking my call
you
and
bet.
Being there.
You bet.
My question is, I heard you, Doug, talking a week or two ago, and of course I'm running late as usual with everything I do. But I'm ready to bring my plants in. They're still willing to grow some more. But as far as getting bugs out of the soil, that would be question number one.
Yes.
What's the advice?
Mix some soap and water. I prefer lemon-scented something.
Uh-huh.
Lemon-scented soap. Mix up soap and water like a bucket full and just pour it right through the soil.
Okay. Drench them outside before they come in and let that go through. And it won't kill even my shamrocks, right?
So, no, it won't hurt. It won't hurt anything.
Okay.
Laura's asking me the ratio on the soap. It's kind of like when you're, I don't have an exact ratio.
Okay.
It's kind of like when you're mixing up soap and water to do pots and pans in the sink. Just make it a little stronger than that. So basically, you guess at that, you guess at this. Just put a good amount
you're,
in there.
You're like a really good cook in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
A dash. So,
yeah,
this,
yeah. My partner's an extremely good. She just, sprinkles
right.
it around.
Intuitive.
That's Doug, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
That's what I wish I was more of. And then the other thing, I would just like to note that, as usual, I'm behind, but I was hoping to get out and till for my garlic planting, but I know last year I got it in November, and it was marvelous when I harvested it in June.
Exactly, and I did do some research on garlic. The best time is definitely in the fall.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't grow at all, it still just bursts into growth. And you still gain a season of growing by planting it in the fall. So fall is the best time to plant it any time this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it starts to grow, like if you planted it today and it started to grow, and by the way, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for it to germinate. But even if it did start to grow, don't worry about it.
Right.
It'll be
Those
fine.
Those come up and they overwinter nicely.
Yes.
I generally straw it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Get some sort of even leaf mold, you know, pile your leaves on. It's not too bad. But anyway, I appreciate all your help always that you folks there at BNI are there for us. Thanks.
Well, you bet. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Molly, you're very kind. Thank you so much for the kind words and for the question. And our phone lines are wide open right now. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, the number is 260-452-1185. Or you can always call us toll free at 1-800-471-9264. We're going to take just a quick break here, but I do want to remind our listeners this is the Fun Drive edition of our program. And we can't do shows like this, local shows with local voices and local locally relevant information without, people like you pledging their support. We had a goal this hour of 12 pledges. We've had 5 so far. We're just about halfway there with 20 minutes to go. Doing well, but we need you right now. Make your pledge of support by calling 260-452-1185, or you can make your pledge online at nipr.fm. I do have one person to thank, Tom and Cindy, friends of Laura. Thank you very much for your pledge of support. People coming out to show a lot of love for both Doug and Laura this afternoon.
Thank you, Tom and Cindy. That's wonderful.
And don't forget, we have that great pledge gift only available for this hour of the program. Doug, you want to tell them about it one more time?
Well, again, it's a gift certificate for a 6.5-inch poinsettia, which is valued at about $25. So with a $50 pledge or more, you will get this gift certificate mailed to you. And then anytime, I would say, from the week of Thanksgiving on, you can come out and pick out any poinsettia you want in the 6.5-inch size. And we have about, 2,800 of them. So I don't think we'll run out.
And half the fun of this is going to be your trip out to Broadview. Because I got to go out last year and take a look at the poinsettias.
Yeah.
And just to see tables and tables of gorgeous poinsettias.
Yeah.
It was really a fun experience. And then you get to take one home. So
it is.
You
fun.
Can't go wrong.
It's fun to watch them change color, too, which they just started a week ago yesterday. We saw the first bit of color. And then I brought this one in,
and
all of that color has happened in 1 week.
And if you want to see the color, we've posted a photo on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/middayitmatters. Whatever amount you ultimately decide to pledge at, we want to hear from you today. We want to know that you're supporting these local programs and local voices and local information that you get here on WBOI. Please make that pledge, 260-452-1185. You can always call us toll free, of course, 1-800-471-9264, or pledge online at nipr.fm. And thanks so much to everyone who's pledged so far this week. We're going to take a quick break. Make that call while we're away. This is Midday Matters.
On Fresh Air, you can hear interviews that make you see the world in a new way.
Every drink of water you take, every pot of coffee you make is dinosaur pee because it's all been through the kidneys of a Tyrannosaurus Rex or an Apatosaurus many, many times because All the water we have is all the water we have ever had.
You just never know what you'll learn next on Fresh Air. Join us.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
It's 12:42. This is Midday Matters on 89.1 FM WBOI. We told you it was going to be a quick break, and we're back already to take your plant and garden comments and questions. And if you'd like to get in touch with our experts, Doug Hackbarth and Laura Stein from Laura Stein Gardens, well, please do. It's 260-452-1185, or you can always get in touch with us toll-free at 1-800-471-9264. And before we go any farther, just a quick reminder, this is the Fun Drive edition of our program. We need your pledge today. We had a goal of 12 pledges. We're up to 5 already. Let's get to that goal in the last 20 minutes of our program. Pick up the phone and pledge. 260-452-1185 or online at nipr.fm. And in the bustle of that break, we were chatting a little more about some seasonal topics here that we might chat about while we're waiting for folks to get in touch. And Doug, you mentioned tulips.
I mentioned bulbs, tulips, hyacinths, mm-hmm. daffodils. Laura says that's going to be her topic next week.
Yeah, maybe we'll bulbs, get in so. A little more in-depth we'll, next week. I'll get some photos
a cliffhanger.
And we'll talk.
Yeah, but yeah. that is something that you need to do in the fall is plant your bulbs if you want to see this stuff in the spring. Don't wait till spring, see everybody else's, and then wish you'd have done it. And it's so easy to do.
Well, it's very easy. Yes.
We won't give away too much of next week's program then. We do want to hear from you, though. If you have a plant or garden question, it's 260-452-1185. Or you can always post on our Facebook wall. Send us a tweet. It's at Midday Matters. And one thing that even if you're not a gardener that you may have noticed, the leaves are turning. Mm-hmm. We're starting to get some color out on the leaves. And I don't know, are we about on schedule getting color now? Because I know pretty much as soon as we switched into fall, we snapped from this roller coaster ride of summer weather into very fall like weather, and mm-hmm. it just stayed.
Right. We got lucky.
It did. We had fall this year. You know, mm-hmm. it seemed like last year it never was fall. It was hot all the way up to Christmas mm-hmm. and then some. But no, the leaves on the trees are a lot like poinsettias. They're more light-oriented, more day-length mm-hmm. oriented. No matter what the temperature is, the day-length is still getting shorter. And this is what turns the leaves into color. This is, and sometimes when it's cool, that just helps bring it along. But the drought also mm-hmm. brought it on. But my rule of thumb has always been the leaves are off the trees by Halloween, which is just, what, a couple weeks away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the 18th now, about 13
and
more days. Gotta get out the rake.
All that rain, which just pulls them down. The wind blows them off.
Right.
I mean, there's been a lot of leaf falling right now. And I saw in the news the other night, leaf pickup. And I thought, it's time for leaf pickup.
Tis the season already. Well, if we get a chance a little bit later in the program, we can chat a bit about adding some fall color to your garden here. In the meantime, we want to hear from you. You can both make your pledge at and then give us a question or comment by calling 260. You don't have to do that. It was just a suggestion. 260-452-1185. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-471-9264. Got a few callers on the line here. Let's open the phones and go to Maggie. Maggie, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hello. This question is primarily for Laura because I know that she is a fantastic landscape designer. And my question is, I live in an old neighborhood and I've got these old arborvitaes foundation plantings, the smaller arborvitaes, and I'd like to replace them with something. I was thinking of maybe holly, but is that kind of a tricky thing? I'd like something that stays green all year.
Hi, Maggie. It's so nice of you to call in. And I love the area you live in and those old neighborhoods. And you could replace those with an evergreen shrub. And one of the things is that will determine that is that side of the house getting primarily sun or shade, or is it a mix?
It's a mix. There's a big maple tree out front, but it faces east.
Okay. So you're getting some morning sun, and, mm-hmm. and maybe it's shaded by the tree?
Right.
Okay.
Somewhat.
So your two hardiest options are going to be yews and boxwood. There are two types of boxwood. There's a pyramidal, and there's a rounded, or I should say two shapes. Mm-hmm. Yews, I know, are very old-fashioned plants, but now there are different heights available. Used to be if you put a yew in, it was going to get 6 to 8 feet, and that's really all you had a choice of. Now you've got, there are some that can be 12 inches tall. There's some that will stop around 3 feet. There's some that'll, the height will be in between that. So they are a nice dark green all year long, and they are very hardy. The holly is a little more temperamental. You're right in your thinking on that. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends. If you choose a holly and you want to take care of it, they need a protected site, which it sounds like yours is underneath that tree. They do want mostly shade, although they can take some sun. Mm-hmm. But you're really going to have to keep after those with an acidic fertilizer.
Oh, okay. So they might be more work than
They're going to be more work, yeah. So it depends on how much you want to be out there and tending to those.
I've noticed, too, that hollies are pretty temperamental to going into winter on the dry side. They can actually just die because they went into winter on the dry side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, we have a holly beside the building that's been there for many, many years, no problem. But I've told this story before. Up until the years when we started planting flowers around there, because the flowers are there, we water constantly. Before we started planting flowers there, no one ever watered. Mm-hmm. And we would lose a holly plant every year until we started watering.
That's interesting.
Other than that, I have not had any problem with the holly, mm-hmm. but they are temperamental to going into winter dry.
They are. Yeah, so they could just be a little bit tougher. And you're a busy woman, so you may not want to go that route.
You're right. I'm glad you talked me out of that one. Well, thank you very much for your advice.
You're welcome. Maggie, thanks for the call.
We appreciate your call, Maggie. Thank you so much. Looks like we have another caller on the line, so let's jump to the other phone bank here and go to Joe. Joe, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Good afternoon. My question is my favorite subject, emerald ash borer.
Mm-hmm.
What is the latest from Purdue as far as doing a spring and fall treatment with the Bayer Advanced?
Well, Bayer Advanced is, I'm not 100% sure what that is, but dormant oil could really be helpful.
Well, actually, for the emerald ash borer, the Bayer is what they're recommending.
It?
Yes,
okay.
It is. And the dormant oil, dormant oil is good for euonymus and things that are on that euonymus scale is what mm-hmm. I meant to say. Scale and it's a topical treatment, so it will smother those. But it doesn't, unfortunately, have much.
Because they're inside the
tree. They're inside the tree, yeah. So it doesn't really help with the borer. So I know the Bayer is what they are recommending. Now, as far as the timing, I'm sorry to tell you, I'm getting ready to go to the Northeast Indiana Landscapers meeting up at Purdue here in a couple weeks, and they are always very good at filling us in on that. So I'm not completely up on that topic. But I know if you called Ricky Kemery up at the Extension office, our local Allen County Extension office, he or many of the master gardeners who he works with are going to be able to give you the most up-to-date treatment of emerald ash borer. And in a couple weeks, if you want to call back, I'll tell you what it is. But you could get a quicker answer if you called up there.
Because the last time I talked to a lady by the name of Jody at Purdue, she said that she said that there is not any further studies on fall treatment as well as the natural spring treatment. And I didn't know whether there was anything more available on that.
Okay. Like I said, it sounds like you're up to date with that information, and the only or one of the people I know groups who would have more information of that is the Extension Office.
All right.
Okay. I will give you a couple of weeks, and I'll call you back.
Thanks for the call. All right.
We'll wait for your call, Joe. Thank you very, very much. We have time for maybe one more call or so here in this edition of Midday Matters, and we'd love for you to get in touch. It's 260-452-1185, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-471-9264. Post on our Facebook wall, or you can always send us a tweet at Midday Matters. We do have a question from Audrey. Audrey says, we have a maple tree out in the backyard. I recently noticed that the bark of the tree has been getting lighter. Now the bark looks normal the closer it is to the ground, but as it gets higher, it's gray and white. Does this mean it's sick? The leaves are still abundant, and there is plenty of work to do this fall.
Gray and white sounds like she'd have mildew up high for some reason. I can't imagine
that
why.
It doesn't ring a bell with anything that I know of as a, as a tree disease or anything like that. It could be just seasonal color change. But if you wanted to be sure, we have some really great arborists locally, and you could call an arborist and have them come see. It's one of those things that's really hard to tell unless you're up close and you can see what's going on.
You know, that's one of the beautiful things about living in Fort Wayne. You have winter, which just sort of puts everything on hold, and you start all over again next spring.
That's true.
So,
Audrey, it sounds like it may take a little more investigation to get a better handle on here. So, good luck and be in touch about what we find out there. 260-452-1185 is the number to call. If you would like to make a pledge to public radio, or if you'd like to get in touch, we have time for just about one more caller, and it looks like we have that caller on the line, so let's open up the phones. We have Anna. Sorry, I lost my list there for a moment. Anna on line one has a poinsettia question, it sounds like. Anna, good afternoon.
Hi, Anna.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for your show. My question is, I have a poinsettia bush, and I wondered when I should cut the woody parts off, now or in the spring.
So is this in a pot?
I'm sorry?
Is this in a pot?
No, it grows. It's a pretty big bush out in my garden.
Do you by chance mean a peony?
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you lost me there on poinsettias.
we have poinsettias on the brain today. Yeah.
So. Peonies, you could cut those back just about any time you'd like now. And your next question is how far, and you can cut them back practically to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut the whole bush because now it has the new growth that, you know, the lime green must be for next year.
Yeah. I would cut it. All of it. The later you cut it, the less likely you are to get new growth until next spring. So you can do it today. You can do it 2 weeks from now.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet.
Anna, thanks very much for your question. We appreciate it. And a nice little bit of detective work there.
Folks. Poinsettia, I thought, wait a minute. Listen, I want to tell you something quick. My mother called one time, given me this stuff about having a poinsettia that she leaves out all winter long. She lives in Florida, but she called and was just spoofing me. That was the first thing came to mind. Is this my mother?
Well, we appreciate your question, Anna. We appreciate everybody's questions and appreciate everybody for calling in. And we really couldn't do this show without your questions and without your comments and your tips. And of course, we can't do this program without your help. Please support local programs like Midday Matters in your community. This is where you get to hear local voices, local reporters, local, everything. and we simply can't do it without you. We have a goal this hour of 12 pledges and $1,200. We need your pledge of support right now. We're up to 9 so far.
Oh, so
just
close.
Just 3 people will make the difference this hour. If you believe in this radio station, if you believe in this program, now's the time to make that call.
don't wait any longer. And that number, well, it's the same as the one you've been hearing all hour, 260-452-1185, or toll free at 1-800-471-9264. And Laura Stein, if they want to pledge online, how can they do that?
NIPR.fm.
Perfect. We're going to take just a 1 minute break here. We'll finish up the show when we get back. It's Midday Matters.
On Talk of the Nation, we like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation, clear, straight, open, from NPR News. Tune in weekdays at 2 here on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
For keeping on top of the news.
You're listening to the BBC World Service.
I'm Robin Lustig.
I'm Julian Marshall.
This is Owen Bennett-Jones with NewsHour.
For finding out what's happened.
They're out on the stage, the protest leaders, still trying to rally their supporters.
And for knowing why it's happened.
They've often then turned to the Taliban as another way of earning a living.
Stay in touch with the world with NewsHour from the BBC.
The BBC NewsHour, weekday mornings at 9 on WBOI.
Just 2.5 minutes before the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, it's Midday Matters on 89.1 FM WBOI. And we just wanted to take a few moments at the end of the program here to remind you that this is our fall fun drive, and this is the time of year when we ask you to step up and support local programs, along with our NPR programming as well, that inform your day that maybe you've learned a little bit from in the past few years. The number to make that pledge of support, 260-452-1185, or you can always pledge online at NIPR.fm. And just a reminder, we're looking for 3 folks in the last 2 minutes of the program that'll get us to our goal for the hour. Now, Doug Hackbarth, we said it before, but we'll say it again. You have a very special pledge gift that's only available for another about 90 seconds.
That's about it. Yeah, you get a poinsettia plant. You pledge $50 or more, and we'll mail you a gift certificate for a poinsettia plant this Christmas. And you'll get the certificate. You get to come out and pick one out of over 2,000 plants, closer to 3,000 plants, just in that size. Mm. Yeah, we have more, but just in that size. And any color you want, red, white, pink, maroon, or jingle bells.
Sounds perfect to me. That's for your pledge of $50 or more during this. Well, there's the music. We're almost out of time here. That's for your pledge of $50 or more for only this last about a minute here. So do give us a call, 260-452-1185. Pledge online at NIPR.fm. I'd like to thank a few folks who pledged this hour, Margaret, Karen, and Nancy. Thank you all very much for pledging your support to public radio. Laura Stein, I'll give you the last word. 20 seconds, get people to the phones.
I was just going to say, Sean, this is one of the most locally relevant programs that we have here. When you can, we can come and talk about the mildew that's happening this week and the weather that's happening that week and what it means to the plants. So if you value that gardening outdoor information, please give us a call.
260-452-1185 or pledge online at NIPR.fm. 3 more folks will make the difference this hour. Thanks to you, our listeners. Thanks, Doug Hackbarth and Laura Stein.
I'm happy
Sean,
to be here.
I'm Sean Beter. It's WBOI Fort Wayne.